أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I am going to do lectures in 5 different parts. The first part is Islamic beliefs, and that's the unity of God. The lessons were extracted from lessons on Islamic belief from Dr. Muhammad Ali Shamali. Alhamdulillah, I was given the permission from him through his school, KLC. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. These lessons have been extracted from the book Lessons on Islamic Belief by Dr. Muhammad Ali Shamali. These lessons here are a brief overview of his book, and I highly recommend getting this book for additional information. This book I personally will be getting again for each of my children, and I believe these aspects of our religion are crucial and fundamental to their education. If anyone is interested, I am providing links at the end of this series of more in-depth discussion of the book for Dr. Muhammad Shamali, which is found on YouTube. Major beliefs among Muslims and adherents to the other Abrahamic faith: God, Tawheed, Divine Prophethood, Nubuwa, and Resurrection, Ma'ad. We all share that there is one Creator who has created us. All believe He has given us extra guidance through revelation, therefore sent prophets. All believe that there is life after this, resurrection, which is eternal. All have belief we will be held accountable for our deeds. The virtuous will have everlasting bliss and salvation. Difference: Muslims only believe that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last prophet. The principles of religion in the Shia belief: God, prophethood, resurrection, justice, and imamate. The branches of religion: there are several branches, and they are prayers, jihad, khums tax, prohibiting bad, befriending friends of God, fasting, hajj, alms, enjoining good, and disassociating from the enemies of God. The unity of God. Why unity of God? The existence of God is not considered to be that much questioned. Quran is most part emphasis on the unity of God, not to prove that there is a God. In Quran, in Surah 5, Ayat 35, were they created from nothing, or are they their own creators? Two options if one does not believe in God. The first, he has been created from nothing, which is impossible. Look at the creation itself. Two, he created himself from impossible, for one must exist before creating anything. More on Tawheed. Knowing God is innate. There are several rational arguments to prove the existence of God. Started with Ibn Sina, then to Mullah Sadr, and then to Allama Tabatabai. Tawheed is a substantial and fundamental part of understanding Islam. Belief in divine unity is that even imamate is integrated within it. Prophethood sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, "Declare there is no God but God, and you will be successful." What about the rest? We can divide it in order to understand it a bit better. Divine unity in theory. Unity in God involves three things: unity with respects to His divine essence, unity with respects to His divine attributes, unity in His divine acts, and the divine unity in practice. Unity with respects of His divine essence: the belief that He has neither partner or parts to Him. He is simple, not compounded, and has no partner. There is nothing like him. He is one reality which aspects no division or multitude. With respects to God, he is one, and no second can be conceived or even imagined, let alone come into existence. Example. We may try to understand unity of Allah by taking the concepts of whiteness. There can be several white objects that are white, but this doesn't change the concept of the whiteness. We cannot imagine two whiteness, since whiteness is only one. The kind of understanding of God's unity is that no second can be imagined, let alone exist. This means one is not numerical number oneness, but much more than that. Unity with the respects of the divine attributes. This means that God's attributes are identical with his essence. They are not accidental or additional or to his essence. His knowledge is something which has not been added to his essence, and his power is not an external part of his essence. His knowledge is his power, which is his mercy, which is his will, which is his love, and which are all the same as his essence. He is one being from which different aspects can be understood. When we talk about the divine attributes, we must be careful lest we suffer from anthropomorphism. This is likening other things to human beings, in the case God, and it is very dangerous. Example. We can try to grasp the concept of one having unity by thinking of humans. One person can have the role of many things, such as being a man, a doctor, a teacher, an uncle, a son, a father, a cousin, or a nephew, all at the same time. This example brings us closer to understanding God's attributes, but not quite enough. Reason being is that my knowledge, for example, isn't the same as me. In my essence, I may not have this knowledge. I acquire this knowledge, and it comes and goes. Unity in his divine acts. This means that whatever happens in this world is an act of God. There is no one who can do anything in this world except God. If we do anything, it is again created by God. We are able to act and do, but is all by extension of the power that God has created in us. Example. When we insert a key in a lock and turn it, you unlock the door. We may express it as the key unlocking the door, but in fact, it is not only the key that is unlocking the door, it is your hand turning the key in the lock, and in reality, it is even the key and your hand which are turning the key. It is you that is behind all these movements of the wrist, the fingers, and the key, and the lock. The divine unity in practice. In addition to the three, we must also have unity in worship or servitude. We only worship God and serve only Him. It is not enough just to know this, but must be practiced in order to have a full conviction in the unity of God. He is the only one worthy of worship. The same is true for obedience, the only one who deserves to be obeyed in this world, as He is the one who has brought us into being. The word Allah in Arabic comes from the meaning Alila, the one who was supposed to be worshipped, from the root Allah, to be worshipped. In summary, the major aspects of the divine unity are these four. 1. Unity and his divine essence, that he has neither partners nor parts. 2. Unity with respects to his divine attributes, that all his attributes are one and the same in existence and identical with his divine essence, and only the concepts are different. 3. unity with the respects to his divine acts, which means that everything which is created is an act of God, and that everything that happens is an act of God, and no one but God can originate anything. Number four, unity in worship and servitude, that nobody deserves to be worshipped and obeyed apart from God, most glorified. So this ends the lecture for part one. There is another four more parts. Here is the link that I had said at the beginning of the lecture. And this is for a more in-depth. And it is by Dr. Muhammad Ali Shamali of the book, which I highly recommend you getting and you reading. And also for your children who are youth, they'll be able to read this and be able to understand the proper beliefs. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.